Recording this from my shower. I'm leaning back and have the attachment spraying reasonably hot water at my back. It reminds me of a heater that used to be in my old place where I would it was in the kitchen, and it was like on the first floor. It was like the first vent, I think, closest vent, I think, to the furnace. At least, you know, that wasn't in the basement. And so it was always really hot there. And what I would do is, a lot of times after everyone was asleep, is I'd go and I'd grab a blanket, wrap it around me, and I'd lean back against the heater with my back to the wall, against the vent that was on the... on the floor, right? And just I don't know, it was really warm. It made me feel really safe, secure. Now here I am, like, as old as I am, and I'm still trying to recreate that as best as I possibly can. Just listened to an interview with Paul Elam and, I feel so bad because I'm forgetting her name. The woman who runs shrinkformen.com, a site without which I don't know if I would have left my last girlfriend. But I did, and I'm very happy that I did, because I was... She was abusive, and look, if I was going to be fair, it's, we both fucked up, right? But God, she was just really putting me through so much shit. But it fit, you know, it fit all the patterns on Shrink for Men. And if it wasn't for that site, I don't know what I would have done. I think what really hit me, so there was my ex, we'll call her the camel. So every time we would fight, the camel would threaten to break up with me. And sometimes she would say she would break up with me. She'd walk out of my apartment and be like, I'm never coming back, I'm never doing whatever. Then, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes later, she would text me and be angry that I'm not, you know, not being like, no, come back, right? And because initially I was. The first couple times that we had fights like that, I was, I'm sure there was, you know, easily half a dozen times that I ran out, you know, into the lot, ran out barefoot, right, in the winter, into the lot saying, no, really, please come back. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, right? And after a while, I was just like, okay, leave, right? But, you know, she wouldn't do that. She would leave, and then she'd expect, you know, she would leave wanting me to beg her to come back. And after a while, I stopped doing that. So if you want to look at it that way, she had dumped me, I don't know how many times, a lot of times. And eventually, I stopped begging. Sometimes she'd text me, you know, 20 minutes later or something, I'd text her back because she would be saying all this crazy shit and I'd be angry. And but the more I read about MGTOW and the more reflecting on her and the girl I was dating, last long-term relationship I had before her, I don't know what level of MGTOW I am, but trying to be a good one, at least the best that I can. It's hard, because I think, like, a lot of the MGTOW say, you know, you're kind of hardwired to seek female approval and, you know, seek relationships those kinds of things. And I want to go back to dating. I still find myself, you know, thinking about asking out women, and then I kind of play it through my head, and it's like, you know, how is this really going to go, and what is it that you really want to focus on in your life, you know, right now, right? And it's not, it's really not that. I mean, just being a guy, you know, you have that, I mean, you have your biology, right? But, you know, to be real honest, I think everything in your body has, you know, for lack of a better term, a feedback loop, right? And, I mean, I don't know, monks get used to not having sex. Monks who are my age, probably sometimes younger, right? I mean, maybe it sucks, but I bet after a while it gets easier, right? It reminds me of you know, there was a, probably like close to 3 years ago now, I tried to be, you know, completely celibate for a long time. I think I managed like 3-4 weeks, something like that. But it did get easier, right? It got easier as time went on. And I don't know, that's the plan. Just try and slowly just get to a point where those kinds of cravings just become less and less of what's occupying my mind. Not only sex and porn and whatever, but more importantly, and maybe harder, right? Like female companionship and female approval. I guess I should say romantic female companionship, because I have several women in my life who I consider, you know, very good friends. So I would not exclude, right? I mean, even if they're not exactly NAWALTs, you know, as they're called among MGTOWs, I would not exclude them from, you know, from my life, just because in general, they are so nice and they're so supportive, and I have very little interest in having short-term or long-term relationships with them, you know, outside of, you know, being friends and helping each other out in that way. I should really be doing more of these. But I guess sometimes I just don't think about it. The more important things going on in my life then, you know, our work, things are finally getting good at work, right? They're still not at all where I want them, but they're way better than they were when I was in my last relationship, where it was so chaotic that it was really, really, really affecting my job, like really a lot. And thankfully that's not happening anymore. I mean, there's still a few things. It's been really hard for me to get to sleep lately. Like, it's late now, right? Have to be up in a while. But slowly but surely, things are getting better there. And I've just got to focus more on that. I think I just read the Just for Today's meditation, and it was about setbacks and overcoming setbacks. I've talked before about the Apollo Creed and the Clubber Lang problems and those kinds of things. And that's just what it is. I mean, you just have to keep going. And I guess that's what I'm doing. I'm continuing to go. And go and go and go and go and go. You know? Word. I'll talk a little bit more maybe about my plans later, I guess, as I finalize some of those plans. I have so many ideas, and I don't know, I need to get focused on something, because life is short. No matter how much fish oil and vitamin D and vitamin K2 and running and all that other shit that you do, it's not going to last forever. So, the remaining 6 seconds, I'll say, have a great day whenever you listen to this.